can't I stop Bill from going back in the first place?
It's too late. He's interviewing with them now.
Jump Point Initiative. Tape. The beginning. And end of it all.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wells. Have a seat.
Thank you.
Today's date is April 17th, 2028. Dr. Michelle Ormond with the Jump Point Initiative, interviewing applicant number 687, William G. Wells.
Bill is fine.
Bill G. Wells. Mr. Wells, how are you?
Excited to be here, I suppose. Are there really 686 applicants before me?
Yes, Mr. Wells. The financial opportunity is enough to excite most, while the opportunity to work with ISAT is thrilling for others. What brought you to apply for Jump Point?
To be honest, I don't have much going. Not much of a career, no love life. I've just been drifting by. So I decided to take an opportunity to change that.
How do you feel that the Jump Point Initiative can benefit your life?
Well, I don't really know what Jump Point is. I'm not sure anyone does. The details provided are pretty minimal. I did hear a rumor that it may be time travel related, but I can't really see how that would be possible. So, if I had to guess, based on ISAT, I'm assuming something involving space.
Do you see that as a benefit?
Anything that can change my life from its current course, yes. The money side of things doesn't hurt too.
I'm going to get into a more specific line of questioning now, Mr. Wells, and I need your complete and total honesty.
Yes, ma'am.
How would you describe yourself?
Honest, caring, and considerate.
Are both your parents alive?
Dad, yes. Mom, no.
How old were you at the time of your mother's death?
20.
What was the cause of her death?
A stroke caused by vascular dementia.
How was your relationship with your mother?
It's the best. She taught me everything I knew about how to carry yourself with poise and grace. The only time I'd forgot that was if someone spoke ill of my mom.
Do you have a close relationship with your father?
Not anymore.
What was the reason?
I didn't like who he married after my mom. I don't know if that it was so much her as it was the fact that he moved on. It hurt.
Do you have any siblings?
No.
Is there any history of addiction in your family?
No.
Abuse?
No. I'm sorry, what does this have to do with space or time?
Everyone's past is important, Mr. Wells. Are you currently, or have you been, married?
No, I touched on that before. I'm alone.
Any significant past relationships?
Only one that mattered.
Can you provide details on the relationship?
I dated this girl, Emily Garner, for 4.5 years. Although I think her name is Emily Hayes now. I think she's still married, but I'm not sure. She's with someone now, that's all I know. I dated Emily, and I thought she was going to be the person I spend the rest of my life with. I mean, I told her on countless occasions that she was my happily ever after. But I guess she didn't see it that way. After a certain point, she didn't feel like the relationship was growing. She expressed that concern to me, and I tried to change. But it wasn't what she was looking for, I guess. I feel like she wanted us to be set in our lives coming out of college. It just wasn't realistic. So, she called it off. And it sucked. My mom thought she was going to be the one I spent forever with, too. She even gave me her wedding ring to propose with. It was this beautiful oval cut ring. I never got to use it. But it meant a lot to have her approval. I still saw Emily from time to time after, but eventually she moved on, and that was that.
Do you still have feelings of affection for her?
I don't know. I like to think that I've moved on, but here I am still talking about it.
How do you think you could have changed in order to make the relationship successful?
I don't believe I could have. I guess I'd have to be someone else. There's too much history there.
Would you consider that relationship a defining moment of your life?
Yeah. But I think we all have those.
All have what?
A defining moment. Something that changed us. For better or worse.
Today's date is July 8th, 2028. Dr. Michelle Ormond with the Jump Point Initiative, disclosing details to selected applicant number 687, Bill G. Wells. Mr. Wells, you may come in. Welcome back.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, thank you. I'd like to congratulate you on your acceptance as a participant of the Jump Point Initiative. I'll be overseeing your individual trial. I'm going to give you the necessary details of the study we will be doing, and then you'll begin basic training.
Training?
Yes, sir. You'll be going through a series of training programs with a few of our trainers over a 9-month period to prepare you both mentally and physically for the task ahead. You'll be traveling back in time to the year 2025, exactly 4 years from our expected launch date of April 24th, 2029. Is something wrong, Mr. Wells?
The time travel thing was real? How is that possible?
We believe it is possible. We've conducted numerous smaller scale tests, but this is our first human experimental trial.
How many were selected?
5.
What made me stand out?
To be frank, a lack of social circle is considered a positive in this situation. In addition, you appear to be in good health, both mentally and physically. No legal trouble in your background. In other words, a prime candidate.
I'm flattered.
You're welcome.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
If I go back in the past, won't I be replacing my previous self?
No. The ideology about the logistics of time travel is simple. A statement cannot be both true and false.
Huh?
If you go into the past and replace yourself, then how did you get here in the first place?
I couldn't have.
Exactly. So when you go back in time, the past version of yourself will still exist. So whatever you've done in the past will still occur. When you go back, we will assign you a new identity complete with a new makeover. You will meet with one of our assistants monthly to receive your pay that will allow you to live your life as you see fit, so long as you do not interact with your past self.
What would happen?
There is the potential that the integrity of the study would be compromised.
So, no space and time tears?
No, this isn't a film, Mr. Wells.
My apologies. So, what is my mission in all of this?
You do not need to do anything outside of meeting with the assistant monthly and protecting the integrity of the study. We will be observing you for 10 years.
Wait, How are there assistants in the past if this project is getting started now?
ISAT has been in operation and funded for a very long time. In addition, the Jump Point Initiative began its studies around 15 years ago.
How did they know to meet with me from the future, though?
Because it's already occurred.
What?
The version of you from the future has gone back.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So what is the point of me going back?
Because you have not had the individual experience of going back yet. In addition, I have not had the individual experience of sending you back.
Then how has it occurred?
It's a theoretical time loop. A predestination, if you will.
Does that mean all my actions are predetermined?
No. And that is what we are studying, in addition to the physical manipulation of time itself.
Is there a possibility the loop doesn't occur?
There is always a possibility, Mr. Wells.
Dr. Jordan Raymond, today's date is April 24th, 2029, launch day for Bill Wells. Mr. Wells, how you feeling?
Excited and nervous.
You look a bit different from the last time I saw you.
Yeah, they did the makeover thing last week. I'm not sure how I feel about the hair color, though.
I think it looks great.
Thank you.
Oh, that reminds me. Here is your origin folder.
Origin folder.
Yes, it contains your new identity, as well as a redacted version of your case file with your instructions for when you arrive, meeting monthly, and what to do in the event of any complications.
Fancy.
Here is the key for the lock. If you misplace the key, you'll have to inform one of our assistants so that they can replace it and get you a new key.
Why not just make a new key?
It's very important that nobody finds out about the Jump Point Initiative. In order to maintain the integrity of our study, this project must be kept entirely a secret.
I understand.
You need to protect this folder and its contents at all times. Keep it in a safe and secure place when it's not going to be on your person.
Jackson Flores?
That is your new identity.
The city worker from Oregon.
They're basic details to fill in the past, but the future is up to you.
You mean the past?
For me, yes.
Man, I'm gonna have to get used to this.
Do you know what the first thing you'll do when you arrive?
I think I'll go grab some coffee.
How come?
I know a really great place in Spokane.
Spokane? That is going to be a bit of a drive from Vancouver. I'm sure there are plenty of places closer.
That's true, but sometimes you just really have an itch for something, you know? Just one thing in particular, and nothing else will quite scratch that itch.
For many things, yes, but for a coffee, I'm not sure that I can relate.
Well, you've never been to this place.
Is it still around?
I'm not sure. I haven't been to Spokane in a long time, but I'm excited to find out.
Do you know anyone from Spokane?
From Spokane? No. I'm sure I'll meet some great people, though.
You do know that you'll need to travel back to our satellite location in Vancouver to meet with our assistant.
Yes. A small sacrifice to be in a great place.
Good morning, Mr. Wells. Dr. Raymond, I'll take it from here. Please go ahead and begin calibrations.
How are you?
Launch days are the beginning of something new and the end of a lot of preparation. Oh, it's a thrilling time. Now, remember, when you step into the box, you need to secure the helmet tightly. The room is going to get very bright, almost unbearably so. It could be disorienting, so if you need to close your eyes, that is acceptable. You may hear a sound as all the light will appear to get sucked out of the room. At this moment, do not move. Wait for the assistant on the other side to open the box. Understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Dr. Raymond? Are we ready for launch?
Yes.
Mr. Wells, please step inside. Is your helmet secured?
Yes.
Are you ready to be history?
You mean make history?
Be history. You can't make history, Mr. Wells.
Rubidium atoms are in motion. Light speed is constant. I'm going to increase the temperature to 100 degrees Celsius to set the vortex in motion. Commencing jump point in 5, 4, 3, 2,
End of tape. The beginning.
The beginning.
And end of it all. The beginning. But end and all.
Welcome to Daisies. How are you?
I'm great. I feel like I can do anything, you know? You can do anything. The world is at our feet.
I was just trying to make small talk. I'm not really interested in all that.
Oh, okay. No worries.
Can I take your order?
Sure. Can I get a 12-ounce chai latte, please?
Non-fat or whole milk?
Sure.
Okay then, whole it is. What's your name?
Jackson. Jackson.
Okay, that'll be $3.75. Thank you.
You'll just call it out, right? I'm free to go grab a table.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, geez, it's really crowded in here.
I know. Do you think we'll be able to get a table, or should we just get it to go?
I don't know.
Well, we need to decide before we order.
Yeah, right. How about you order, and I'll try and snag us a table.
Okay. I love you.
Love you, too.
Chai latte for Jackson.
Thank you very much. Hey, excuse me, I just got up to get my drink, but I was sitting at this table.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that. I should have left something on the table.
Are you here by yourself?
Yeah. Why?
Not to be rude, but it's pretty busy and you're taking up a whole booth.
Well, it was the only thing available. Are you here with someone?
Yeah, my wife. She's ordering up front.
Oh.
Yeah, so you kind of see my dilemma. I was supposed to grab a table while she ordered.
I see. Hey, what's your name?
Hudson? Yours?
Nah. I'm just a stranger. No need to worry about that.
So would it be okay if we took this table?
I mean, I was here before you, but... Actually... You know what? Yeah. Why not? I don't want to ruin a couple's nice afternoon.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Of course. It's nice meeting you, Hudson. Have a good day.
You too.
Hey, honey. Who was that?
I have no idea.